Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us again today. And we are picking up where we left off yesterday. But I would like to just make a quick announcement that Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m., every Wednesday for the next 6 or 7 weeks, we have the end time teaching at traditionworshipcenter.com. You can watch it live online, or you can join us in our Tradition Worship Center facility. That's the town hall in the Tradition Square. And we are teaching and showing scripture and showing where we're at today in these end of days, because it's important for the saints and the children of God to know what's coming and to be prepared and to help others to prepare. However, that's 7 p.m. every Wednesday evening. You can watch it online or in person. It's a very casual event. We sit around tables and we have snacks and food and coffee. So you're welcome to join us 7 p.m. Tradition Worship Center in the Tradition Town Hall in the square, or watch us online. And so now we're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been talking about living healthy, wealthy, and wise. And it's very possible and probable. That's something else we do every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. on a Thursday morning. We have a live stream of Healing Academy, and we teach on how to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. And you can join us. It's free of charge. You can ask questions. All you do is log on traditionworshipcenter.com, watch, or YouTube or Facebook, and you can be part of this wonderful teaching that comes across and learn how to be healed and how to get people healed. And then, like I said, you can ask questions, and it lasts 1 hour from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Thursday morning on live stream. So hopefully you can join us some of these times and get yourself into a position of health, wealth, and wisdom. Let's pick up the service now.
There are so many Christians today, they know about Jesus. They've read the Bible from cover to cover, but they don't know the person Jesus. And listen, you should know Jesus even if there was no New Testament. Just reading the Old Testament, every book represents Jesus Christ. Every single book. We spoke about it before. We spoke about Joseph, how Joseph was despised by his brothers. Jesus came to his own and they received him not. The Jewish family, right? Should have been. They threw him in a pit. They killed him and buried him. Come on. Come on. Listen to this. He went to jail. He went to Potiphar's house and then to jail. Jesus was in the depths of hell for 3 days and 3 nights. He took on the devil. Jesus resurrected. Joseph came out of prison, right? Joseph went into Potiphar's house and became the 2IC in the world. Jesus went up to God and seated at the right hand of the Father. It has got a name above every name. Listen, Joseph was given a Gentile woman for a wife. Jesus got Gentile people as his bride. Come on. Joseph revealed himself the second time to his brothers. Jesus is coming to reveal himself to us in the rapture, and we're going with him. Listen to me. Because Joseph went and he said, go get dad and everyone and come live here with me. Jesus is going to do the same for us. You can find Jesus in every book of the Bible. See, the Bible has got layers, and the first layer of the Bible is really, when you read the Bible, it's historical. It's historical. The second layer that you get into the Bible is God's plan. Listen, God's plan for Israel. The third layer of the Bible is Jesus revealed in the whole Old Testament. And honestly, if you read the book, just read chapters 53 to 56 in Isaiah, it's all Jesus. There is no excuse for anybody who has read the Old Covenant, who've read the Torah, who've read the law, and not the New Testament. There is no excuse for them to reject Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. But let me continue going where we are. Amen. So now think about this. Acts 19:15. So they're trying to replicate someone they don't know. They're trying to be like Paul, but they don't know Jesus. Paul acted like Jesus because he knew Jesus. Okay, now watch here. Acts 19:15. Next verse. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Let me tell you something. Listen what it says here. The New Living Translation says it this way. But one time when they tried it, the evil spirit replied, I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are you? These demons were more acquainted with Jesus and Paul than with these imposters. They knew Jesus. They were scared of him. They knew Paul. They were scared of him. But these guys, you don't scare us one iota. We're not coming out of him. In fact, we're going to beat the tar out of you. Oh, my goodness. These men knew of Jesus, but they did not know Jesus. You will never be successful in life without having a personal one-on-one relationship with Jesus, with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit. Can I have that? Come to church on Sunday. We started last Sunday on spending time and getting into the presence, the very presence of God. Because in his presence, we know there's fullness of joy according to the Psalms and other places. And they that dwell in the shadow of the Most High God, that means I'm in his presence, will fear no evil. Listen, to get into the presence of God is to know God. To know God intimately brings power and faith so that you speak the word under authority with power that'll go out there and create unusual miracles. Can that be done by you? Yes, yes, yes. It must be done by you. The world is in desperation and is in great need of people that know Jesus. They're going to start turning to the church, believe me. Oh, they're going to call us haters. That's for sure. They're already calling us haters. If you don't agree with the gay agenda, if you don't agree with abortion, if you don't agree with all the kind of stuff like that, you are considered a hater. But when the chips are down, they're going to turn to the people that know God. Well, a lot of them are. A lot of them will not. So we have a great opportunity coming right now. Can you say amen? Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. So now, watch here. They knew of Jesus, but they did not know Jesus. They were attacked and overcome by the demon. They had no defense. They had no protection, and they had no support. You see, when you go in there in your own power and strength, when you take on sickness in your own power and strength, when you take on finances that you don't have in your own power and strength, when you try to take on salvation in your own power and strength, you have no defense, you have no protection, and you have no support. You've got to get out of you into Christ. That's why this precious saint last Sunday or two Sundays ago that came to me with a request, she received it so meekly, so humbly, so surrendered, you see, that she had all the defense, all the protection, and all the support of God, because she came wanting, receiving, and accepting him. You understand? And she got healed. They had no power and no response to the attack. So when you don't know Jesus Christ and you get into a bad place. You go into a night season, you go into a winter season, you go into a bad time in your life, something happens, and you don't know Jesus, there's no power, no support. Come on, and there's no protection. You've got to know Jesus. That's why I said, they that dwell in the shadow of the Most High God. Then you don't have to have fear. He said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it, and they are safe. That's Proverbs 18. Let me tell you something. When you know Jesus Christ, oh, my God, you've got power. Oh, my God, you've got defense. You've got protection. You have support. But apart from him, you've got nothing. Even Christians that have read the Bible from cover to cover, listen to me now, even people that receive Jesus at salvation and for salvation, still, until you get to know God, you start getting to know him through his word, and through his spirit will get stronger. As you know more of the word, you know more of his will. Once you know more of his will, the spirit of God will give you more revelation. And as you get closer to God and know more of God, you get more into his presence. Once you learn about God, not by from someone else, by someone else, or through someone else, by you being in his presence, you will have the authority, the power, the support, oh my goodness, the protection of God himself. I know many Christians, they're battling with all kinds of things, but they're saved. But maybe they just don't understand a personal relationship with God Almighty is vital, absolutely vital, for you to live a healthy, wealthy, and wise life. No relationship with God, no power. I'm serious. You've got to get the relationship. Now, God, through his mercy and his grace, will oftentimes heal somebody, trying to grow them up. He'll oftentimes give them some kind of a blessing, because he's just that kind of a God. But listen, he wants us to get off the milk of the word, and he wants to get us into the deeper things of God. Come on. I told you, there are like seven different levels to the word of God, to reading it. I told you the first three. The fourth one, Paul experienced. You know what that is? He said, I met Christ. I don't know whether I was in the first, second, or third heaven, whether I was in this body or not this body. That's the fourth level of knowing the word of God. I believe it's happened to me twice in my life. And now my aim is to get back there. That is when you're totally in the spirit and completely out of the fleshly realm. You don't know where you're at, what you're at, but you just know God. And that's the goal. Is every Christian should have a goal of getting into the very holiest of holy places. You see, the Bible says that the veil was rent in two when Jesus died on the cross. And we went from the outer court through the door of Jesus into the outer court. We went from the outside through the door of Jesus into the outer court, where we got washing of the word. Come on. And then we went to the blood where they sacrificed, and the blood purified and made us righteous. Then we went into the next place of the temple, and that was called the holy place. Not the holiest of holies, the holy place. Oh my goodness. And I can teach you on that. I'm going to do it on Sunday. And then from there, we went, and that's how they got into the holiest of holies. There is a process, and there is a way to get into the presence of God. And the more you do it, the more acquainted with it you become, the easier it gets to go into the very presence of Almighty God.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.
Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Pursuing